Welcome to Galaxy Dance Academy audio experience and your exciting lifestyle. My name is Mikhail Yeremeyev. I'm a world-class professional dancer, choreographer, coach, and founder of Galaxy Dance Academy in Singapore. For over a decade, I've coached and trained thousands of people worldwide towards one single goal: connecting people to their passion with vibrant and healthy dance experiences. All my work is based on the understanding that expressing ourselves is the most essential prerequisite to living an exciting life. Dancing is the easiest way to do so, no matter what is your goal, socially, entertainment, or professional career. This is because when we learn dancing, we discover and feel great about who we are. We are radiating undeniable magnetic energy that attracts to us all the positive things. People, passionate, inspiring, magically showing up in our lives. Ideas and next actions for our creative projects come easily. When we are kind and generous and respectful towards ourselves, we naturally enjoy our world and become even more inspired because we feel worthy and deserving an exciting lifestyle that makes us happy. Ideas I follow will guide you through the proven techniques that will teach you how to feel great about your dancing, help achieve your goals, and become an inspiration to yourself. You will love these interesting journeys. In this lecture, you will gain instant access to your personal waves of learning dancing and identify your daily practice to ensure you stay on track, making your best dance experience. Remember, when you take the time to acknowledge information about your dancing, you're right away creating the right vision of your dance, your individual expression that you need to dance at any level. Please know there is no right or wrong way to follow these ideas. You may sometimes feel overwhelmed or unsure what exactly to choose for yourself. Please don't worry. Do your best to trust yourself and allow knowledge to unfold naturally. During the lecture, you will receive great ideas about your dance, so it will be a good idea to keep your notes or dance journal to write. I do believe it will make a huge difference. If you really like our lecture or feel that we help or added value to you, please leave us a 5-star review on Google on the link below. Your reviews and valuable words will help us rank high on Google search so we can spread the word, impact and help more people to be inspired with the dance. If you would like to connect with community of others and committed to have your best year and exciting lifestyle, please register at www.galaxy-dance.com. I'm inspired by your desire to make your dreams a reality and wishing you be happy with vibrant and healthy dance experiences.
I want to speak about just the 3 things today. If I talk too fast, you show me like this, okay? Because I want really to give maximum an answer for all the questions and for you, Janet, as well. Like, I'm super like glad that you have this is concerned today, and I can't wait to like for the Monday to go through this and like with all of you. First thing, which is like every studio will benefit and every studio will grow, or like every community will grow who want dancing. You have students, you have a community, we have a university joining us today as well. It's first a community. Once we start to think, it means how we can connect with each other and help each other. And with no charge, or we can start to, yes, we want to do it this session with so many things to share with you. It's Alessio will do the hairstyle for you ladies. Alessio will teach you how to do the hair. Alessio will share with you how to choose a dress, Alessio, maybe you can share at the back.
I have a lot of things, girls, to share with you. How to choose the dress, how to choose the color, how to clean your shoes, how to do makeup, hair, a lot of things which we usually don't have time to cover. So stay tuned for my next webinar.
Yes, and today is more introduction. I just want to share, how our experience. And in mind, we will have we will choose a topic. We go through different topics. It's about like physiology. And we can stay engaged together. If this room will be smaller like we have now, it means we can stay engaged with the microphone and we can have a conversation direct to you. And I will be more than happy to do it for you guys. It's such an important for me to anything you want to know, anything you can write me a message, we can choose a topic like Jade, Andy, I know you know, you want a lot of topics. I know Chris, you all want to know more. But look, three things what we can have a look, we can look forward to it. It's first our community together, yeah? You as a culture, as a studio, as your friends, which you will stay connecting together, even if no camera, even if you have only sound, even you training alone, it's so great opportunity to do yourself. And of course, when are you doing yourself? You can do it physical exercise, you can do dancing, you can do, for example, you can do, okay, today is a topic, we will have a frame. Yes, we can do the elbows here. So we will do zigzag, shoulder down. Let's say if we choose a topic, then elbow up, wrist down, finger up. If you can try, this is very, very simple exercise. I mean, can you turn your elbow towards me now? Come on, turn. Yes. Now, I will show you basic setup for the hold, which is for the very good competitive style. So now, bring your shoulder down, pick up your elbow up, bring wrist down, and finger up. Good. Now relax. We're doing two more times. And go. Shoulder down, elbow up, wrist down, finger up. So it's become like a zigzag. Yes? So you see my muscle, I especially put the white one so you can see my muscle here. Now again, last one. Elbow, shoulder down, elbow up, wrist down, finger up.
And if you can show for the girls as well, will be very good.
No, it's look, it's two side exactly. No, I love you. It's exactly the same for the two side. Now, if you will start to move, you will feel very stable. Come on, Jade. You can feel very stable. And as a one piece. So this is what I learned from a world-class coach, especially like WDSF. If you just pick up your elbow up without any zigzag, it's very difficult. It becomes very, very weak. If I press it down, you can. If I press it up, you will also lose it. But if you do it one more time, now go down, up, down, wrist, finger up. Now try to move. You see, it's very stable as a one piece. Very good, Chris. Do you feel it? Now. Let's do it faster and go. Shoulder, elbow, wrist, up, finger. And now move. Nice. Yes, Franz, welcome back. Very good from you. Okay? So it's not about body first. It's about connecting your hands to the body. Once you connect to the body, it's the same side here. Let's change the side. Let's change the side. Change side. So, I will give you whole structure today. Shoulder down, elbow up, wrist down, finger up. Thank you. You should feel a little bit pulling from underneath here. Yes? Again, shoulder down, elbow up, wrist down, fingers up. Thank you. And last one, shake your body. And shoulder down, elbow up, wrist down, finger up. Yes. Do you feel pulling? Yes or no? Good. Now, try to turn as one structure. You may feel a little bit numbness in your finger. Maybe a little bit, yes? So, now, let's do it together. And we go. Shoulder down, elbows out, wrist down, fingers up. You can do ladies or guys, it's up to you. Any shoes, or you can do equal because it's the same principle everywhere. Okay, again one more time. And shoulder down, elbows up. Now, look, I will just a little bit make angle towards you. Look, wrist down and fingers up. Stop. If I can see all of you, Queen Yan, very good, Andy, very good. Just for the few minutes, we already, very good. Who feels stable now? Who feels stable? Okay, one more time, Julie. Let's try one more time because we have a small group. Do you mind if I will give you feedback as well? Yes? Yes? So it's like lesson over it. Okay, so let's go. Shoulder down. Elbows up. Come on. Wrist down. Fingers up. Now pick up your ribcage. Pick up, pick up, pick up. Now turn a little bit. Turn. If you feel stable now as a one piece, you've done a fantastic job. So, now Andy, very good. Chris, more rotation of the body. Team Bailamos, I don't see all of you, but who is standing, I can see very good one. Very good, Julie. Yes, Mr. Leon, very good. Franz, can you show me, please? More wrist inside. Who feel tired now? Come on, Fan Yen. Okay, all of you now done a very good job. Is it was difficult? Difficult or not difficult? It took 5 minutes, we just took a principle of zigzag frame, which is top WDSF teachers teaching, like Mirko Gozzoli, like Editha Danuta, like we go Fabio Selmi, we go for the Michele Bonsignore. Yes, it's such a, it's easy. So, anyone? Yes, Alessio. Is it like someone? Someone? Can you check? We have 18 people here. 18 people. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, thank you. So, it's the first time for us. We don't know what to expect, but we were just looking for you guys to connect. And it's gonna be like every Friday, where we're really more than happy to like to stay connecting, especially like engage and to answer all your questions. Please, I want you to type your question now because we will prepare it and we will try to answer all the questions, okay? Or the question could be how we can dance now. It means how I can practice with my partner. What goal could I have? What exercise should I do? Or like how I can build my studio, like if I prepare for the black ball, it means, or like something like very, very relevant. Or you can ask your personal question. For example, Mikhail, what do you have in your career? Maybe you have some difficulty in with a partner. I mean, if you know, maybe you have some difficulty. Okay, people don't understand that you're dancing, or like some. Please type the question because we're gonna go through, yes? Okay? All right. So, and of course, if you're not continue dancing, like some of you may not dancing as well, this is process like a community, your physical energy, and follow your passion, I think, I do believe is the most important thing. And once we connect with you in this way, we can still produce results which we already have. So I want you to Alice, maybe let's go for some question first. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh my God, I love this question. Who is this? I will not mention the name.
No name.
No name. Okay.
Anyway, I think they can see it.
Okay. Someone asking. Okay, guys, I will not mention the name. Hi, can I ask, as a beginner, what is the most important things to focus on? It's such a great the question, and especially if you have a beginner student. I do believe if you already start dancing, it's something to bring you here, to this dancing world, yeah? And the first of all, of course many teachers can tell you, you dance basic, you practice well, you do this, but I do believe once you find out why you came to the dancing. For example, I came to the dancing. Okay, can I share my story why I came to the dancing? Yeah, and this is now I live by, because I it's so important for me to see your progress together. Yes, so Ezra and other people and. Sorry, I think I just now mentioned the name. I'm sorry. But I think it's in the public. So in the public, so is everyone can see it, is Ezra, yeah. I was 2 years pulling my mom to bring me to the dance. My mom the first year, so no, I mean dancing, you know, you don't need a dancing. I say, please, can I go? And last time when we have, the person, in order to go to the dancing, you can't just go pay money and okay, you're enter. You have to do competition. You have to check your physical abilities. You have to check, it means very, very simple one, how you can, with the closing eyes to point your nose. If you don't point your nose, they don't admit you. Can you imagine? Or like, for example, how you can do the two hands together. Or like how you can stay with the closing eyes. And once I came, I remember, because I love to being around people, and I feel this kind of respect, this kind of, you know, when you're doing physical activity together, you're engaged together, you're competing against each other, you're enjoying, you're like dancing, wow, cha-cha-cha, or like waltz, you are learning how to be gentleman with a lady, you're learning how to be beautiful lady, how to express yourself. I'm not a lady, but I remember my partner was always trying, Mikhail, let's do this, let's do that, like a lot of many things interesting. And I will never forget that I never felt so good as in the studio. Like Bailamos Dance Studio, you have one of the cultures which is like inside, which is very, very connecting to what I have when I was young. And it's like, so please continue to do the same thing and grow this. And I remember I can't wait to go to the studio. It was my second family. I really look forward to connect to, and because when I connect, I feel like, oh my God, now I can compete. And I start to believe in myself even more and more. So for the question for the beginner guys, I really want you to find, like, first of all, the reason, like, or goal, like, why you came to the dancing, because what you like about the dancing. Just ask a simple question, what I like about the dancing? And just make a list, I like this. And trust me, you will know, first of all, why you're at the dancing. Like, even who do competition with me, or who do competitive dancing, guys, I don't want that you say your parents. I don't want that you take somebody else or like your partner. You go, first of all, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, I like dancing because of this. I like dancing because people move. I like dancing this. And then afterwards, when you see this, you can see like, oh my God, he's so, now I know why I'm dancing. And then you approach a coach or like you start to practice your dancing. Basic is not the first solution. First, just know why you're dancing. Like, what is the reason you came for the dancing? Like, why you love dancing? Just ask this question. Why? Remember the first day, like some of you already did with me. First day, you decided, okay, now I'm going to dance. No more. Okay, I go to dancing. Or you saw something which is you really like. This is the thing where... This is where, what is the reason why you came to the dancing. And then you go to the basic and ask, you just practice your basic with, you just, if you're talking about the waltz, you can take all basic dances and you just practice all around. And practice your basic, not because your coach asking you to do, not because it's okay, I must. Feel, for example, how you can enjoy that basic and just have fun. Just one, put a nice music. Put a nice move, start move around, and by yourself, not with a partner, by yourself, and you will find, hey, hello, and you can find, say, so the first one, just to find, like, why you like dancing, second one, practice basic, is just with the enjoyment, put enjoyment into the basic, and don't force yourself to do the technique yet, and after this technique, you will want to do the technique. Okay, is it? Now, next one. For competitors practice, do you focus on choreography or on your dance together? It's a great question. For competitive practice, do you mean, okay, I will tell you, for my own practice, I'm focusing on my way interpretation of routine. So once I start to dance routine, I'm not trying to just do step because my teacher said. I try to find okay, what is like, I dance one time myself, routine, and then I feel it, okay, what do I like about this routine? I just go like all around, like, okay, floor. After when you practice, you will find your own, on your own interpretation. And then once you find your own interpretation, you can connect with your coach, like with a Chandra or like with a friends here. And then you speak with your coach or just with your friends. Okay, I like this kind of thing in my dancing. Because if you tell me what you like for in the dancing, like some of you guys, you like to be more disciplined. Some of you like to express. Some of you like to do in a sick of exercises. For example, I like to hold my frame and dance together to do my exercise. So the answer is, I'm focusing on choreography first in my own feelings, how I feel it, and then I bring to the partner. I partner do the same thing, I do the same thing, like Alessa did, and then we connect together. Because in Korea, what we done, do you know that we blame each other for very, very long time, very, very long time, like, and we used to quarrel, and we used to fight, until we find out what I like about the dancing, and what you like about the dancing, and we connect together. And a good thing about this, what you like and what partner like is such an important thing, because you both will benefit if you understand each other what you like, and you will grow and progress on a high level. Okay? So, next question, please. Guys, why are you not... okay. Okay. Any more questions, Chris? Anyone? Please type a question. I think we can go... Yes? I think we can unmute each other. And we can... Okay. How do overcome fear or certain dance or step of dance? Okay. I do believe... Alessia, could you give me the paper with the action plan? It's very simple. Choose a dance or choose a figure. Okay, let's go for the figure. Yes, let's go with the figure. Don't try to dance the whole dance together. Choose one figure and then first step, practice your steps. Just walking. Walk. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, you practice your step, just walk. Then, until you become confident. Example, when I have my basic walks, I go 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3. Just walking, typing, no rising, fall, nothing. Walk like you're walking on the street, because we're very confident on the walk. The second thing, add rising, fall. Once you add rising, fall, because you already have a confidence, you will add rising, fall. Do it only rising, fall, and steps. And a third thing, you put your frame on the top of it. And then if you do that, trust me, you will have, if you do it enough, more action you do, exactly the same step, because sometimes we're trying to dance whole routine. We're not breaking up into the part. And lastly, try to, once you're doing this, just put a frame and put more fun in it. Put more fun, as a lady, you can put a shape on the top of it. But look, is the last thing, we cannot do shape in the first place. We go just put a little bit, yes? And I really like this thing, look, which is, I love it. It's changed completely the way we start to practice. Because look, do you think that I love to come to the studio every single day? And you know, do you think that I come to the studio and say, oh my God, I can't wait to practice? Sometimes I feel like, oh my God, my mind wants to do it, my body doesn't want to do it. So I feel like, no, I don't want to practice. I feel like, oh, I mean, I'm sure if you've done your work and you really love what to do, sometimes you don't want to do it. And you just feel like, not today, maybe tomorrow. Yes? But look, once I start to do warming up and practicing, it starts to move me. And in 15 minutes, I'm 1 for 100%. This is another way you can just start to warm up, like exercises could be a good one. So what I want to show you is this. If you can see it, I will stand up special for you, okay? So, this is formula exchange my competitive life. More action you do, I wanted to take a print screen, please. Because before it, I was very unconfident dancer and I always feel like, you know, I'm not good enough or like I don't feel good or I'm not, I felt that I'm not the talented. Who feel before this? Come on, don't be shy. Okay. Or thank you. Say you feel like not talented, or it's not for me. It's, you know, I'm, you know, it's actually is very difficult. But look, if you're going to do it this. If you have action. Example: if you, Jake, you start to walk walls, you will have what? You will have results. Because you will be more what? Confidence, you will know your steps, you will have a lot of saying. If you have results, you have more what? You have a belief in yourself. Or like a confidence, as you mentioned before, remember? Then if you have belief, you have what? You have a potential. And the formula here is such an amazing. I just start to do. Yes or no? No. If you do three times, will you feel confidence? Yes or no? How about if I do 50 times natural tone, only natural tone? Do you feel confidence? Yes or no? I will tell you a story about Richard Leaf, 8-time former world champion. He became 8-time former world champion because he realized it. If you do step forward, left, forward, right, side is 4 steps, back is 6 steps and diagonal. If you do each step 100 times, just forward you go. One day we will create a studio, I will do it lecture in the studio, just today the first time. You go one step forward and if you repeat 100 times, each day, you will become super good in 3 months. And the good thing is you will get muscle memory, which your brain will confuse because you will have so strong muscle memory. You do it, and it's done. Once you get muscle memory, you don't need to think about it. It's automatic. It's like, can you reach your right hand to me? Very good. Come on, guys. Everyone, can you reach your hand to me? Come on. Is it difficult? You did boom. But when we was a kid, we did you was not even can't lift out the hand because you don't have a mass memory. So the more older we become, the more experienced we become, the more, it means older in the dancing, not in the age, in the dancing means the longer we learn, the more muscle memory we have. And then we become more confident. Take your profession. You're doing things until you become so good, until it boom. So, let's go back to this. So, more action you do, more results you have. More belief you have, and more you have what? Potential. So now, if you want more results, what you need to do? Okay, can I just unmute everyone because we have a small group? Alicia, can we, because I'm not the host, could you make me a host, please?
I can unmute all.
Yeah, could you unmute all? Okay, very good, I can hear all of you now. So, guys, I wanted to say, if we want more results, what do we need to do more? Very good. If we need to do more belief, what we need to do? Belief.
Potential.
Very good. Very good. But look, don't go to potential because some people thinking potential is a talent, right? So look, let's go. More belief. If you want to be more confident, you need to do what?
Sure.
Yes, if you want to do more belief, you need to do what?
Actions.
Very good. If you want more potential, you need to do what?
Actions.
If you want results, you need to do what?
Actions.
Very good. Is it difficult? It's super interesting. Look, this has changed my dance career completely. Because I was thinking, oh my God, I need to do this, I need to have results, I need to do a lot of stuff. But look, practices for 1 week, I promise you, in if you take four things for 1 month, you become so good at it, but don't take many things, take one thing. And you will have results. Once you do 1 week, it's done. Do the second week, it's done. Do the third week, it's done. I tell you honestly, team, in Jakarta, you will get more and more results. Okay? So please...
We have a question.
Please take a screen. Screenshot. Screenshot or the photo. People who teaching other people, it's so easy. Okay? This is one of, I really want to share with all of you, it's such an amazing formula, which I was following for many years. But I never did it for the first 10 years, I never did it, guys. And I regret that I never know about it. Who have a young student, guys, why kids doing through the pushing? You make them do action, they have results. The kids, they don't know the physics, but the more you do, just do the same thing. Isabella, let's say you go one step in Latin, example. I'm sure you're very good at it, because I'm also 10 dancers and I can see your passion. You do one step, do it 50 times, you just go boom, 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 and the student become, if you ask them to do every day for 50 times, don't get 100, 50 times, they will become so good at it. I know the one, Andrew Sinkinson is the best foxtrot dancer who beat Marcus Hilton. He did this formula of doing 100 steps only for 2 months. He's for 2 months and he won Blackpool right away in 2 months. He was very far away before his first Blackpool and he was doing for 2 months, he won it. Andrew Sinkinson is the best foxtrot dancer who beat unbeatable world champion Marcus Hilton in the final in the Blackpool for foxtrot. Okay, so we have a question. Should we keep practicing what we already know and get better at it before learning new steps? How do and the second question, how do we know when we are ready for the new choreography? It's a great question. Yes, okay, I want to tell you now how to save 10 years of your dancing, yeah? I'm so glad that you're asking me this question, yes? Can you hear me? Oh, sorry, Alisa, tell me, microphone! All right, the question is, should we keep practicing that we already know and get better at it before learning new steps? And the second question, how do we know when we're ready for the choreography? It's such a good question, because it's actually rely on the question too about the action. First of all, of course, guys, if you're competing, you have your own choreographies, yes? So to create choreography, you can do anytime. Then you take basic, for example, go forward, backward, and then you practice things in the basic, because once you do it in the basic, you can do it in your choreography very easy. And the answer is, you can do any new choreography. I know the people who love to do like Andy. Yes, Andy. Do you mind if I will? Because you have a talent to do a lot of choreography, different choreographies. I mean, to combine together. Because choreography gives us inspiration. But the basic sometimes is not a pleasant. So I suggest to you, do choreography and practice better in the basic and Do it, for example, once you complete choreography, do basic and slowly transfer to your choreography, figure by figure, like we talked earlier about the question how to become, do not fear of the figures. And, just a second, and answer is, if you take forward step for the next week, just a forward step, and you practice for 1 week, guys, I tell you, you will feel so much muscle memory coming through. I never did it before I met Richard Gliff, 8-time Formula 1 champion, and Janet Gliff. I never thought about this in this way, because it makes sense. If you do, go up and down, try it, up and down. Come on, everyone, try it, up and down. If you continue do it for another 50 times, guys, it will be very easy. You will wake up in the morning and you say, and you will do this, because first important, muscle memory. Once you get muscle memory, it's done for the life. Even if you don't practicing for the next 20 years, it's gonna work. But take small thing like basic, practice it like forward, backward step, rise and fall, or exercise which I gave it to you, and transform to the routine, okay? And how we know when we're ready, ready for new choreography? Trust me, you don't need to know, you will feel it. If you feel like you want to do it choreography, you're ready. If you don't feel it like you're ready, try to play to put more enjoyment for it. Like, go to the studio not to be, I'm ready now. Try to be more like, okay, go to the studio, come a little bit early for 10 minutes, walk around the studio, feel good, see the people, just to play around, feel the atmosphere, and I promise you, you will know whether do you need this new choreography or no, if you're questioning about it. If you feel like you like the steps, like let's say Ezra Leiter, like to be experimental, yeah, it's his way of doing things. It's very, very important for him to know and to maneuver like what he want to do. Yes, but if you are questioning, you can ask the coach. Okay, coach, teach me new routine. Let's see how it's going. Or if you don't feel, you just stay with the basic. Okay. Next question. Come on, next question. Even we have 6 more minutes to go. Any more question? Come on, just a few more questions. Come on, you can relate to your okay. Yeah. Teach us how we can practice in our own at home now in this COVID-19. Sorry, I will just miss one word. To be ready for partnering again. Example, fitness, straighten of muscle. It's such a fantastic question, and I think it's related as well. Very important that we now, when we're at home, we can see opportunity how we can, if you will figure up in your mind that, okay, now this is my floor, this is my chair, and you ask the question, okay, what is your goal? Example, I want to win a black belt. Or I want to get fit. You just ask yourself what you want to do it. And then you see, what else can I do? I can do exercise, which is getting you not only stronger, fitter, healthier. You can do technique practice. And a very, very important, guys, I really, it's to knowing your goal. If you don't know your goal and you're trying to do things for sake of doing it, it's not going to work. You will don't have any results. But if you know that, okay, my goal, okay, can I share with you my goal, if you don't mind? My goal is to create in Singapore, beside dancing, like as a coach, my goal is to create in Singapore a place for people like I have when I was young, to create this environment for people to grow, to respect each other, to support each other. And to hang out with each other, to grow, to achieve any level, because I do believe that every one of you have a gift, and every one of you have advantages. Some of you have experiments advantages. Some of you have feelings. Some of you have routine advantages. Some of you have a physical feel. Some of you are talented with the music. Some of you are very passionate of the teaching, or some of you are very passionate to show the people you're dancing. once you find out this, just like to set up your goal, then think what exercise can I do, and what dance drills I can do. You can find a way to practice at home. And look, we're practicing with Alessio when we're traveling in small hotel room. It's like sometimes we have a 1 meter by 2 or 1.5. And I remember that sometimes you can't go to the studio. I know you hear me to saying this, but look, repetition is mother of skills. Once you hear it one more and again and again, it's you will, oh yes, uh-huh. Because look at this, now is so much information. If I tell you one time, you may forget it. But if I tell you 16 times or like something like about this, you will say, oh wow, it makes sense. So, and very often we find a way how to do exercise in 1 square meter or like 1 or like 1.5. Do you remember the smallest one?
Just a small, it's half of the meter along the bed.
Yes.
So you don't have much space.
And then I remember Alessia was on the bed waiting for her turn, and I was doing some like push-ups, I was doing plank, I was doing straightening my body. And then we changed place. So it was, especially if you've been in Blackpool, you will see this is small, tiny rooms. It's terrible. It's like so small. And it's always the way. And a few times we dance show, the people asking us to do the show in China or where we have, do you remember, we have in Russia, in Germany, yeah? In Russia, I guess, yeah? Flow was like, this 2x2, like this, and you find a way how to dance competitive energy routine in a 2x2 meters, and how to do it at first, start to walk on a very small steps. Once you do it on a small steps, baby steps, you can dance on a big floor. Then do the baby steps, like we're doing 18 steps, you can choose your routine. Second thing, add what? Rising fall and add frame, and I promise you, you can dance competitively on a 2 square meters, which is very, very important for competitive career. Or you will enjoy your dancing because you start to feel environment around you. All like environment, all like, I can dance all my routine if I will stand up now on this space with you. Very, very easy. And I will feel very confident, and if Mirko Gozzoli will come as a world champion, I will try to push to do even better. That's why you can see all the couples looks like top couples, looks super good when they dance. It's not about they have a space. Look how they do floor craft. It's just by knowing what to do. Am I answer for your question? Okay, I think we go for the last one. Yes, for the last one. So, summarize down. Set the goals, back and forth, practice your weakest steps. Find a way to exercise in a small square space by start to walk on baby steps and rise and fall and frame. It's such a great look. Guys, I wanted to copy this message because I tell you from my experience, number one, once you know what you're doing, you like why you want to do it. For example, for you guys, I mean, who have a studios. For example, where do you want to bring your team? How far you want to go? Do you do just dancing and fun in a studio, or you really want to progress? It's very different outcome. Yes or no? If you want to, look, to be honest, every one of you can bring a very high team. Like, if you want, like, whether it's in the music, whether it's, like, somewhere, if you're teaching something, it's just, we need, for example, I know that everyone have advantage. You're so different, everyone have advantage. But you need to find out what is this. Maybe you like music, maybe you like dancing, maybe you like, I don't know, maybe you like physical exercise. Or maybe you like routine, right, Andy? You like to express yourself. Or like different thing. Or maybe you enjoy all of this. First, goal, you set a goal. Second, back and forth, practice your weaker step. I would say set up exercise which is making your body stronger. It's a 50% of results of your competitive career. If you set small routine, 5 to 10 minutes, if you have exercise 5 to 10 only a day, you don't need to go, look, I tell you honestly, I know all the top couples. I know like some of them going crazy about exercise, but majority WGSF couple, top one, who is a sport team, like Mirko, they're doing, sometimes they don't have time, they're doing 5 to 10 minutes. And one of them, who everyone doing, is a plank. Plank, just a simple plank, I'm doing 7 minutes every day. Because it's a training of the whole system. It's speeding up your like blood circulation and support your immune system. We will go, one of the plan for this webinar, we will go through the set of exercise. I will show you which exercise. Sometimes you don't feel like so like good, but if you do it slowly and steady, you can create a balance. Like some of you already have your exercises. Exercise is crucial. Look, if I do the test, all of you now, and if I record my screen, I can tell you what is your weaknesses in the dancing and what is your good point in the dancing. Even look, for example, whole Bailamo studio will do the test now. I will tell you something which you may say, oh, this is why I'm like losing balance, because it's not about dancing, it's about your body weight. Sometimes legs is stronger than another. Sometimes you have a good balance, sometimes you don't have a good balance. But if you don't have a good balance, it's just, it's your body structure, it's an exercise. Jade, could I add one more thing? It's an exercise. Exercise first and then practice your weaker step. Okay? Clear? So, the first of all, guys, it's, I'm so happy to see all of you. I know we don't have a group, but I will come every week. I will come every week for you, for your question, for everything. For example, take please advantage of this, because no, in a good way. I want to share with you a lot of things. I can personally, for example, if let's say I will be the quiz, yeah, or like someone like Andy, or I have a Fungian, I will prepare my questions and then which I need for my career. And then you step forward. And then you ask, because I do believe I can help you with my experience. Does it sound good? So guys, thank you so much. I was so happy to see you. Jakarta, France. Joe Jakarta. Please just continue dancing. If you have a question about how to use a Zoom or how we find a way to add a lot of great sync inside the lesson, I mean, I'm here for you to help you. Okay? So thank you. And bye-bye, everyone. See you next Friday at 8 o'clock.